Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey everybody, I'm Nat from natsnumbers.com and we are here on numerologist.com for, you guessed it, the January 2018 numerology forecast. So the first thing that we need to go over is this energy that we just stepped into. So 2017 was a one universal year. That was a year of new beginnings and fresh starts. And I think all of us can attest to the fact that in 2017, we got a new relationship, a new job, a new lease on life. We really had an opportunity to check in with ourselves and find out, what is it that I desire? What is it that I want as a number one, as an individual? Well, now that we stepped into 2018, we are in an 11 universal year. The 11 adds down to 2. So let's first go over what a 2 in general brings to the table. When we're in a 2 cycle, it basically brings an overwhelming focus on relationships. And so if you're looking for love, if you're wanting partnership, this is an amazing year for you, okay? So it's about deepening partnerships, deepening relationships, learning how to cooperate, developing peace and harmony in your one-on-one relationships with your spouse, with your kids, with your siblings, okay? But the fact that it's an 11 master number, oh my gosh, this blows so much of that out of the water. Like, it takes it to the next level. Whenever we have a master number, we're talking about shifting the paradigm of that subject. So the 11 is about shifting the paradigm around relationships. So in 2018, this is going to be about taking what you learned last year about yourself, about what you want, about what does and doesn't work, and applying it to deepening intimacy and deepening the level of love and care that you have in your life, okay? The other thing that the 11 brings is it brings spiritual awakening. The 11 is known as the angel on earth, the spiritual messenger. So when we're in an 11 cycle, this is often a time when we are able to connect to our intuition, are able to connect to something bigger than us that catapults us forward in our life purpose and in our relationships. So all really fantastic, great news, right? So now what are we in for January? Well, you're probably with me on this. There are no coincidences, right? So the divine intelligence behind existence put the number 3 at the start of this 11 universal year of paradigm shifts in relationship and connection. Why? Why would January add down to the number 3 in numerology? Why is that important? The 3 is about your self-expression and your creativity. It's about revealing who you are into the world. This is really profound. The thing that is going to catalyze a paradigm shift in your relationships, your partnerships, your connection to spirit, your connection to your intuition is going to first start out with your creativity. So this tells us that there's something inside of you that is wanting to be delivered outward. Now, this can be as simple as there's something that you want to reveal about yourself. There's something that you want to say that you've been holding back, that you've been holding in. So it could be as simple as this month, just speaking up a little bit, speaking up so that you can start to see that the 11 of 2018 has your back. It is ready to give you those new elevated experiences in relationship, in your connection to spirit and life purpose, okay? But the other thing that this could mean is it could actually mean that you have something within you that has been gestating, that is ready to come to life. That could be a creative project, for instance, a piece of art, a book, okay? It could be being on the stage, being in the limelight, because the 3 is about being the artist or the performer. So it could be that when we talk about something within you that's ready to come out, it's actually something that you are creating. So if you are involved in a creative project this month, you're going to get an incredible boost, a boost that is going to enable whatever it is that you're creating to actually produce the 11, which is being something that will create inspiration among the masses, something that will create a paradigm shift in bonding and connection. I know, it's very exciting. So I would love to hear your comments below and let me know what you think and what you've experienced thus far in January. Make sure to subscribe to the channel so you get notified the moment that we publish a video. And I cannot wait to talk with you guys in February. See you soon.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.